Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it's all about, is it not? I mean, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution, I'm telling you. Really. All right. Get down to brass tacks. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has got out of his way. And as you know, he's also running for chair of the RNC. I don't think frankly and honestly, I don't think he has a chance. Okay? I just don't. But to say to you, you know, I mean, he's willing to put his time, effort, money into running for office to help the Republicans do better, be better. Right? And when you think about it, he doesn't need this. He's got so many other things going on in his life. This is the last thing in the world that he needs. But he's doing it because he knows it's the right thing to do. Right? You got Harmeet Dillon, who I'm a little partial to because she helped me with the case with Katie Hill. And she's no-nonsense type of person. And she will go after them. She does not care. She will do what it takes to make things go better. Right? So these are the people we should be supporting. These are the people you should be getting behind. These are the people you should know more about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Oh, and the current head of the Republican Party, so to speak, is Mitt Romney's niece. I'm not so sure she doesn't think like him. I don't know her personally, so don't, you know, unless you know her, can call him out. But she's not done what needs to be done for us to take back the party, make sure whole people speak to the fire, that kind of thing. All right. To show you how whack the Dems really are. Right, you got Democratic House Leader Jeffries. He demands that McCarthy reappoint Schiff and Swalwell to the Intelligence Committee. Again, Eric Swalwell had a relationship with sleeping with a Chinese spy, one that actually had to leave the country because she got caught. He actually had her on as an intern in his office, giving her access to all kinds of things. Swalwell could never get a security clearance in the private sector. If he went to work for a defense contractor for us, I mean, went to work for a defense contractor and had to get a security clearance so that he could work with the government, he couldn't get one. But yet, we're going to give him access to it, right? It shows you where they don't care. Schiff has been caught in so many lies, to the American public that it, and has been cocked. Not, we're not suggesting he lied. We know he lied. So Schiff has been caught way too many times to be trusted. And then Omar, are we really? He actually argued that Omar, I mean, this, here's a woman who's been critical of Israel, doesn't believe that they should exist. I mean, seriously, when do we get back to real integrity? I don't want to hear that all politicians are liars. It's not true. I mean, some of them are just quiet and laid back and they don't say anything because they don't want to get caught up in all the garbage. All right? And when you look at this stuff, again, if they're this far out in left field, if they're causing this much trouble, they have no business being on these. They actually wanted Omar on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Are you listening? Are you there? One of my friends says, is this thing on? And yet you'll have the left fight to put them back on. Why? Pick others. You got other ones you can pick from. Get some of the other younger people that are willing, if you can find them, people of integrity in the Democrat legislature. Right? Bring them forward. Make them part of your team. Instead of putting the same old up front that have already been caught doing wrong things. It's never ending. It's just amazing to me. All right, I'm going to do a whole bunch of Christian rants here in a second. Right? So if you're not there, if you don't like it when I talk about this stuff, now you got 3,000 other stations you can listen to. Really that simple. Because I'm not giving up on this. This is you know, they keep talking about an assault on so many of these other subgroups. Never an assault. You'll never hear them talk about assaults on Christianity, ever. When they're blatant, they're right there, they're in your face. The police department reports that they're rejecting a Christian company's gift. Why? Why would you do that? They've earned a solid reputation for defending religious liberty and the pro-life movement. And Patriot Mobile's always been at the forefront of national effort to elect conservatives to school boards. Aside from that, they just could be. Well, let me tell you what they did the other day when we come back. And I think you'll be as appalled as the rest of us. Don't be seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way we consistently win. How's that? That's even better. Right? I mean, seriously. The, we're talking about the, again, I'm going down, we're gonna go through a whole bunch of, you know, Christian nasties. And what I mean by that is people being nasty, groups being nasty, selectively calling out Christian groups and not be willing to work with them. So I want to see what they do. I would love to see some of these groups do the same thing to the Muslim groups. Muslim, the Islamic religion. For the same reasons. It's funny how the Southern Poverty Law Center, they call out Christians for being a hate group, you know, Christian churches and organizations, because of their stance on the LGBTQ community. Right? Yet, they don't do the same with the Muslim faith, the Islamic groups. And they have the same principles. Why do you think that is? Anybody want to guess? It's ridiculous. And you're not going to see a change anytime soon because they're cowards. Yeah, the news sources and others are cowards. Southern Poverty Law Center filled with a bunch of cowards. I mean, Samaritan's Purse, people that actually go out and feed people, they don't ask you if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, or anything else. They just go feed people. They take care of people in times of need. And yet they're the hate group. I don't see the Southern Poverty Law Center putting up any money or resources to help these people. And you never will. All right. Anyway, moving on. Seriously. So Patriot Mobile tried to honor the Grapevine Police Department in Texas. They presented officers with $1,200 gift certificate for a pizza party. Now, the police department said that they were blessed and thanked the Patriot Mobile for the generosity, but then critics lashed out accusing Patriot Mobile of being a divisive company. In response, the police department rejected the company's act of kindness. They caved. I wouldn't. See, this is what I'm talking about. Are they going to replace the $1,200 at pizzas? I mean, all those groups that complain, the critics or whatever, did they replace the $1,200? Now, the police department responded, "One of the aspects we value most from our community is the willingness to speak up and voice their concerns, even when doing so may be difficult. Our community deserves to be heard. We want you to know that we are listening." You know what's really funny is what I would do is I would have turned around and said, "We received, you know, 2,131 emails that you were very upset at us taking that money. In a community of 1.2 million, that's bupkis. Have a nice day. Anyway, this week we accepted a food donation from a local business, as we offered to do. And we posted a thank you on social media. It's not uncommon, as our community is very giving. We want to recognize them and thank them. We don't question a donor's beliefs. We simply express our gratitude. However, the donation brought out some deep emotion. One of our values, dignity, ensures that we recognize the inherent worth of all persons and compels us to act toward them within a manner that conveys our understanding of the truth. It's about being respectful to all." This is the police department responding now. "The relationships we have, the desire, I mean, just a whole bunch of blah, 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 right? We're going to reevaluate how we receive donations in the future. We'll remain open and transparent in how we do so. As for the donation and the spirit of sharing what we have with others, we are opting to donate the food to a true need. We want something positive to come from the experience. That means giving a worthy cause. So we thank everyone who took the time to voice their thoughts. We also thank you for allowing us to reflect on the situation. We're not merely giving you words today. Okay, we're going to do so. So, right. So they're going to give the money, not back. They're going to give it to some other organization, right? Well, that's great. But then isn't that other organization just as bad for taking it? Right? Come on. The response from the far left is not surprising, though, right? Nothing new. Now, the city of Grapevine, also, by the way, that's the police department that took a knee during all the garbage that went on. You know, and they are a conservative. They are a conservative Christian company, no question about it. They go on to say that their mission is to defend our God-given constitutional rights. We have been called Christian nationalists by those who want to silence us, to break us, should make us stop, but we embrace the term Christian nationalist. Right? We love our country. We love the Lord. We strive to be light in the darkness. This is the chief executive of Patriot Mobile, Glenn Story. He said, whoever made the decision to reject a gift should be fired. Well, now think about that. They're not being very inclusive, right? What about Patriot Mobile's divisive? They weren't specific. I'm sure there's another police department in Texas that would be more than willing to accept free, large sausage and pepperoni pizzas. Really? Go. Get it to them. Be part of it. You know, seriously. I would, you know, in a heartbeat, I would have said, okay, guys, no problem. Give it back. There's a police department down the road that would love to have $1,200 worth of pizza. Not a problem at all. But it's not, no, this is not an attack on anything, right? Come on, think about it. It's not an attack on Christians. It's not an attack on Christian principles. But I can see why, because we don't even defend ourselves. How about all those Christian cowards that refuse to step up and defend Tony Dungy? Is it Dungy or Dungy? Against cancel culture. But Tony's pretty strong. Right? I mean, seriously. You know, Tony Dungy, he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Once as a player, another as a coach. Here at the Indianapolis Colts. He's a born-again Christian. He's a pro-lifer. And he was one of 1,000 people who attended the annual March for Life in D.C. We'll talk more about him on the other side of the break. Again, crazy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in Southern California say they found multiple weapons and ammo at the home of the suspect accused of carrying out last weekend's mass shooting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said the search of the suspect's home indicated
items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors, an unknown amount of .308 caliber and 9mm caliber ammunition.
72-year-old man also had a limited criminal history and was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm decades ago. President Biden will continue, quote, delivering for the American people, despite scrutiny over his handling of classified documents from his time as vice president and senator. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. More classified materials were found at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home during a search Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
I'm back.
Baby, hopefully you are too. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I love it when you're part of the solution. It makes life so much better. Right? I mean, seriously. And it's, I like the conversation. All right. We are kind of talking about some of the Christian attacks going on right now. You know? And Tony Dungy is a two-time Super Bowl champion. One is a player, one is a coach. He was coaching the Indianapolis Colts. He's also a born-again Christian. Now, he went to the, and he's very pro-life. He went to the annual March for Life in D.C. He posted a message on Twitter saying that he was there to support the unborn babies who don't have a voice. You ready? You know what happened next, right? In response, a number of sports reporters and commentators, they smeared Dungy as a right-wing extremist. So now, anybody, see, this is why there's no room in the Democrat Party for anybody's pro-life. Because anybody who defends pro-life, anybody who believes in pro-life, is now a right-wing extremist. David Zinn, editor of The Nation, accused the NFL, NBC Sports of coddling a right-wing extremist, accusing Dungy of being an anti-gay bigot. No, they love these words, by the way. Yeah, they throw them around, they think you're going to scare us. We don't care anymore because you use them so loosely. You use them about so many things, and even for things that they are. Look, first of all, you accuse us of being uneducated. Look up the word phobic. Do you really believe that I am afraid of a transgender person or a gay person or a lesbian person? You really think I have a fear of that person? We don't. None of us do. We have a fear of stupidity of writers like yourself that put this stuff out there like it, you know, are you trying to appeal to the lowest rung of society? Even Nancy Pelosi started calling him the uninformed, uneducated group. Remember, they used to call them blue-collar workers until they stopped voting for them. And then they jumped right into calling them names. Right? The staggering indictment of the politics of the NFL right? These and the network partners that allow this kind of thing, and they don't condemn it. When someone like, oh, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick steps up and kneels down to end police violence and racial inequity, he becomes a pariah. Meanwhile, Dungy is held up as a deeply religious man, nearly a patron saint of the league. He's used his devoutness as a cover for his anti-gay rhetoric, ensuring planned forms with unapologetic bigots. In other words, unapologetic Christians. That's David Zinn. He's the editor of The Nation. So Colin Kaepernick, who's making $16 million a year, in a league, in a sport, in a game that is dominated by black Americans, talked about how bad it was for black Americans. Right? Dungy stands up for life, stands up for Christian principles, and he's a bigot, racist, homophobe, whatever phobe. They're the ones that believe in hate. They're the ones that believe in calling names. They're the ones that are intolerant. They're not defending people here. They're not defending the gay and lesbian people. They're not defending the woman who decides to abort her baby. You know, I love these people who say that the abortion decision is such a tough one. It's so hard on the mother-to-be. Well, I submit to you, the reason it's so hard is because of the way we brought them up. The reason it's so hard is we have told them that that glob of cells has no value and that you are more important than that baby you carry. And that they know that deep down inside the back of their head, this is a life. That this is a life that, yes, though it may get in the way of their life, may deserve the right to live. That's what they struggle with. They're not struggling with what other people are going to think about them. You have to talk to some of these people after they have abortions. Maybe you'll find out the truth. There was a time when sports world was overtly conservative and religious. Those days are long gone. Athletes are judged on their wokeness now. Their ability, I mean, sports. Can you throw the ball? Can you catch the ball? Can you get it in the basket? Can you hit it over the fence? Those are how these people should be judged. You know, and again, I realize that some of the teams do it a little differently, but most of the time the prayer at the beginning of these games was for the safety of the players. And many of the players are Christian, do have religious foundations. It's just amazing. Look at Tim Tebow. Oh, an NHL player, Ivan Provorov. Right? Christian guys. And they get beat up for being Christian. I'm telling you, I can't wait. I want to see what happens when a Muslim person decides in the middle of a game, because it's time for prayer, is going to leave the ice and go do it. Or make some kind of comment that's religious and... Let's see what they say to him or her. What really grinds me to no end is that many of these evangelical Christian celebrities, they diss themselves from Dungy. Where are those so-called Christian news anchors? You know, I see it on Newsmax. I saw it on Fox. I see it on some of these stations, more conservative, obviously. Where these guys, you know, well, yes, we're taking God out of the community, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing whatever. And yet they don't stick up for these people. Right? Why aren't they? What's their problem? These anchors and the hosts of conservative... Now, there are a few, I will give you that. There's one or two on Newsmax that will step right up and speak right up. Jason Whitlock called out his fellow Christian in a blistering series of Twitter messages. The backlash against Tony Dungy is well orchestrated, not remotely organic. Right? The motive is to outlaw biblical worldview. The anti-God agenda is so strong, so obvious. I'm sick of alleged Christians sitting silent. I am too. Jason, I'm on your side. I scream about this stuff on a regular basis. Where are my brothers and sisters in Christ? Look, I'm on a school board. right? I'm a trustee on a large school board in comparison to the rest of them in California. And where are my brothers and sisters in Christ when things come up that hurt these kids? Where are you? And don't tell me you don't want your kids to be persecuted. Yeah, what if Jesus said, hey, you know, this persecution thing, I'm not into it. What if our founding fathers said the same thing? Hey, all this persecution, making me uncomfortable. Why do you get to ride the coattails of these people? Yeah, you know, Jesus and the rest of these people came before you, the founding fathers and others who fought for your freedom, who did give up their families and their rights. Jesus took a hellacious beating for you. But you don't want anybody to know. You don't want anybody to feel bad. This thing with Tony Dungy, well orchestrated. Okay? Not remotely organic in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, I will say to you, Christian, I'm sorry. But I'm going to... No, actually, I'm not sorry. I'd say to you, Christian friends of mine, listeners, what have you, you're cowards. I'm not saying that you have to sit on a street corner and put your finger in people's faces, but when you see another Christian brother or sister attacked for something you know is wrong, you should speak up. You would do it for your blood brother and sister. You would do it for your parents. You'd definitely do it for, I would hope, God bless, you would do it for your kids. But you won't do it for your belief system? You won't do it for your Lord and Savior? Really? Are you that afraid of the people around you? I've actually had Christian friends of mine tell me, you know, they got to keep their job, and they got to keep this. Seriously. So sticking up for your religious beliefs will make you lose. You know what? God will do better by you. God will get you a better job with more money. How do you like that? They're so scared. They're basically choosing to be a satanic liberal puppet. Really. Tony Dungy, a man who's done nothing but help us. You cowards. I'm sorry. This stuff really aggravates me. Thomas Eating Post. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. Look, get informed. Once you get informed, you can engage. Everybody will be happy. Everything will work out okay. I'm telling you. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Sorry. You know, I speak to men's groups, Christian men. And the bit, if you want to call it that, that I do is called God's Drill Sergeant. And for those of you who've been in the military, I don't know, I've never been in the military. But I do it because it's the only thing I can think of where their whole goal, their whole mindset of drill sergeant is to break you down. Break down all the stupid stuff that's been taught to you. Break down all the stuff that keeps you from succeeding. Break down all the negative stuff that you've been taught that keeps you from pushing through. And so their job is to rip that out and then go down the road of teaching you the real stuff. And that's what kind of what I do with men. I teach them from a God's perspective on how to be men. Let's be clear. Not dictators, but men. God's goal was never to make us the dictators in our houses. All right? There is no scripture that you can twist to come up with that, because it's not there. Anyway. And as I say, you know, every time I do one of these talks, I go back and restudy the scriptures I pulled out, some of the talking points that I have. And over the years, it's gotten worse. As I start looking at some of my notes, the stuff that I talk about now as opposed to what I talked about 10 years ago is amazing. You know, before it was just about mostly about the relationship with your wife, where it sits with God, and how it affects the kids. Now I'm even to the point where we're having to teach dads how to be dads. How to be fathers from a biblical perspective. And how that they men have taken on the mindset, as long as they provide for their family, now we have one of those lefty conversations of what providing means. As long as you provide for your family, everything's wonderful. It's not how it works. Right? No. To rip all the stupid out of AOC, it would take a long time. But I mean, like I said, stupid little things like teaching men again that's not your soul. Your sole goal is not to bring home a paycheck. There's so much more to it than that. And it's hard to rip out of their head because that's what they've been taught. You take care of the family. Yes, you do. Perfect. That's exactly what you should be doing. But taking care of the family, providing for the family, is so much more than cashing that paycheck every week. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you talk about other Christians, now listen, I'm not talking about people who profess to be Christian and are sleeping with their neighbors, right? Stealing from their bosses. That's not the guys I'm talking about. They need to be lovingly rebuked. And I say that because, you know, some of the Christians want to be a holier-than-thou moment, shove their fingers in people's faces and start going off on them. Right? I mean, what did Jesus do with the adulteress? I mean, to me, that's one of the best stories, overall stories about forgiveness and not sinning in the Bible. Right? She comes running to him. You got all these people ready to stone her to death because committing adultery, was a crime of death. And what did Jesus didn't give them a sermon. He didn't beat them up about their sin, did he? He just simply said, hey, yeah, I know what the word says. I'm the man. Go ahead. Let the one without sin, cast the first stone. And within a minute or two, Jesus looked at her and said, hey, where's all those guys that were here? Where's all your kids? Why? Because they all sinned. None of them were without sin. They got caught up in the law in the moment. They should have got caught up in the law in the moment. They should have got caught up in the reality. I mean, God doesn't just put these laws in place just to torture you. There's a spirit behind these laws. Why are they good for you? What do they teach you? It's really that simple. But he didn't say, where are your accusers? Oh, hey, go ahead, go commit adultery again. We'll do this again tomorrow. No, what did he tell her? I don't condemn you either. But stop sinning. Go, you're safe now. Don't sin anymore. So he did condemn. He did call her out. And we need to be doing the same things. We especially... If you have relationships with people around you that you love and you care about and your brothers and sisters in Christ, you need to open your mouth. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And impart some of this stuff to your friends. If you think it's worth it, right? If you think I'm hitting a nerve here or whatever, then impart some of this stuff to your friends. By the way, this same government that wants you to give them more money so they can take care of other people and do what they believe is right, this same government can't find $220 billion worth of defense money. Yeah. Yep, last week, the Government Accountability Office revealed that the Department of Defense failed its fifth, not the first, not the second, its fifth audit in a row after it couldn't account for at least $220 billion. Right? Now, this is not my, I'm sorry, I should have said money. In property. Which, same thing. They bought this stuff that they now don't know where it is. What is that all about? And why do they get away with it? It's just amazing to me. The DOD has been mandated by federal law to complete audits since 1994. The mandate was ignored for decades due to the agency's massive size. Since launching its first independent audit in 2017, the Pentagon has never passed one audit. Gee, there's a surprise. Pentagon failed its fifth audit in November. The agency could not prove expenditures for 61% of its $3.5 trillion in assets. Right? I mean, it's going to cost $200 million just to do the audit. Hello, anybody home? You know, it's they use 1,600 auditors to do 27 separate audits and then roll them up together. Right? Over 200 of these had to be done in person, where people actually had to show up on site to make sure the equipment was actually there. And there were 750 virtual sites, which means probably somebody got on some kind of Zoom call and they walked around and showed it to everybody. Showed what was where and how. But with all the computer equipment they got, I mean, again, I grew up in the computer business. With all the computer equipment they got, are you telling me that they can't come up with a program to track this stuff? Because I know programs off the shelf, again, they can't track anything this big. I got it. But the foundation is there. So with all the computer equipment they got, with all the money they got, with all the technology that they have, you're telling me this agency can't come up with a way to track, to track its equipment? Seriously? And then we're supposed to trust them. I'm kind of confused here. We're supposed to trust them, right? I get the biggest kick out of it. I mean, all right. Last story, stupid story. Or I don't know, lighthearted story. Okay? I can't stand this. Where is it? I just had it up in front of me. The M&M's, right? They have the spokes candies. M&M has decided to pull the spokes candies or pause them momentarily amid what they call right-wing outrage before the Super Bowl. So they said they're replacing the M&M spokes candies with actress Maya Rudolph. After facing a whole bunch of pushback by right-wing criticism. You know what? Ignore us. No, really, why not just ignore us? What's the big deal? We're not right. We're whacked. We're weird. They all agree with you, right? No, actually, they don't. And they know it. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down. We'll be back here tomorrow. Don't go out of town. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Anyway, God bless, guys. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you tomorrow.